This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rising up from New York's public powerhouse and the basketball home of the defending Mid-American Conference champions, we are the University at Buffalo Bulls. Live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, broadcasting on the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. This is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider.
Brought to you by our team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Coach, and finally talk about a couple of regular season games. Since the last time we spoke, let's start right away and talk about the season opener against Niagara, a 76-66 victory. How nice was it to get the season off with a victory on the road?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we didn't play our best basketball, but nobody really does in the first game. And Blake played, but he originally wasn't expected to play that game, so he got cleared a little bit early from his broken hand. He struggled a little bit, and then we got word that CJ was out with mono like that afternoon. So, everything got kind of flipped upside down right before the game. But, our guys competed, showed a lot of effort, showed a lot of heart. We ended up pulling it off. So we saw some improvements there from the Damon exhibition.
One of the guys that pulled it off for you was Willie Connor. He led you guys with 20 points. 4 3-pointers. He had a big 4-point play in the second half there, which kind of put the game away. What'd you see from Willie, in that first game?
Yeah, it was probably a little tighter than we wanted it to be there late in the game. And then Willie hit 2 big 3s at 4-point play, and he hit another three. I mean, he played well for us like a senior should. And, he wants to have a good senior year. He wants us to play well, and he's taking some ownership of that. And, we're talking to him more about, getting some ownership on the defensive side of the ball. So he's playing well, though. He's shooting the ball well in practice. He didn't shoot it as well down against Xavier, but they're a tough team. They weren't trying to give him much, but I do like where Willie's at right now.
You talked about the injury to CJ, or the illness, I should say, and that had you start Devontae Jordan in the opener. And he had showed some good things at 6 points, had 7 assists, did turnover 4 times, did foul. But what were some of the positive things you saw from Devontae?
What, he plays really hard. I mean, you kind of get some freshman mistakes with him, and there was one play in particular. He made a bad pass, turned it over, which has been a little bit typical of some, freshmen that play at that point guard spot. But then he, instead of quitting on the play, he sprinted down and he got a big block, or he kind of pinned the shot to the backboard and sent us the other way. So I think plays like that, like he played, like even down at Xavier, we turned the ball over. I think Raheem dove on the floor for a loose ball, threw it up. They kind of, it was loose after that, and he dove on the floor for a loose ball and got a cheap foul call on him on the play. But, just his hustle plays, I think, are contagious. He plays with a lot of energy. He's really athletic. He's just got to do a little bit better job figuring out, when to pass, where to pass, where the open reads are, when to shoot. Just decision-making's got to get a little bit better. But in the opener against Niagara, he had 7 assists, which is pretty good for a freshman point guard.
And you had a couple other newcomers who had really nice games. Kwate McKenzie had 13 points. He went 6 of 7 from the floor in that game, and then blocked 3 shots. Talk to us about the progress that Kwate made.
Yeah, Kwate's got big upside. Both those guys have a real high ceiling. Kwate's learning how to play on the perimeter more. He's more of an interior player in high school. He made, I think he was 1 for 2 from 3 in that game against Niagara. So he's shooting the ball decent. You know, he's getting in the gym, working on it a little bit. He's getting more comfortable out there. But, he's athletic and can be an elite defender. But for him, you know, we didn't expect him to come up with 13 points right out of the gate, but he's more than capable of doing that. And he's going to have plenty of chances. You know, we're going to play him a lot of minutes, whether it's at the three or the four spot. He's going to get minutes at both spots. You know, and he capitalized on the minutes he got against Niagara. Now, down at Xavier, he got himself in a little bit of foul trouble, and I think he fouled out in maybe like 12 minutes. So he's got to be smarter, you know, as a typical freshman does, but he's got to be a little smarter with how he plays. You know, he's got to play without fouling so we can keep him in the game a little bit longer.
You had 20 assists in that game. I know that's a number that you'd love to hit every night. I know the turnover number was a little high, but it went down in the second half. What was going right for you guys that you were able to hit that 20 assist number in that game?
You know what? I thought the ball moved better than it had previously, and I thought some guys made some shots. We were able to get some stops and play in transition. When we play in transition, we usually do a pretty good job sharing the ball. So, you know, kind of a combination of all that. But our turnovers were still way too high. Like, you know, we had 21 turnovers against Xavier, but we had 17 against Niagara. Like, we got to get those turnovers down closer to 10, 12, down in that range. And right now they're, you know, pushing 20 or up over 20 every game. So we talk about assist-to-turnover ratio. We'd like to see 2-to-1 on that. And, you know, we were positive against Niagara. But, you know, only three more, and then we were really negative against Xavier. And, you know, Xavier makes you pay when you don't play good basketball. They're a really good team, very well coached. They play great defense. They don't give you much room to drive. And when they do, they collapse, and you got to make the extra pass. And we weren't doing a very good job of that against them. But against Niagara, we were able to do a little bit better job moving the ball.
You talk about Xavier, an 86-53 loss to the – a team that was ranked 11th in the AP, 10th in the coaches' poll. How impressed were you with that team, and how important is it to go into those places and play top 10 national talent?
You know what? We did it last year. We did it the year before. Both years we've been to the NCAA tournament, we've played top 10 teams. So, you know, going to Duke, going to Iowa State, even VCU last year, those are all big games. The year before we were at Wisconsin, at Kentucky. So it's another one of those games, you know, and we haven't won one of those yet. But I think playing them exposes you in ways that playing some other teams doesn't. You know, and your guys sometimes need a loss and need to be exposed before they really start listening to you about some different stuff. So hopefully we've got their attention now. You know, obviously we'd like to have played better, but we're gonna get a shot. You know, Creighton beat Wisconsin the other night. We have to go to Creighton and play them coming home from Alaska. You know, Creighton may be pushing the top 10 after the win against Wisconsin was a top 10. They beat them fairly soundly. So Creighton's a really good team too. So when you throw Pitt in with those, with Creighton and Xavier, those are three really good teams that you got to play on the road that will expose you in ways some other people can. And then you just got to come back and make improvements and get better. And that's what we've been trying to do in practice here the last couple of days.
One of the guys that I thought had a good night against Xavier, maybe more so in the second half, was Nick Perkins, 15 points, 7 rebounds. And he was going against some guys that, you know, when you play the Big East and you play the talent, he's actually going against guys that are similar to him in size.
Yeah, you know what? Nick's skilled. Nick can play with guys at that level. There's no question. He's got a body. He's got skill level. You know, he's got to learn how to play without fouling, too. He had 4 fouls, which limited his minutes because he had them early. He had 3 in the first half. But, you know, he can make shots. He made 3s. He can score in the post, which he did. He did all that. You know, we've got to get him a little bit less, maybe off the dribble more in the block and running into ball screens, which is what we're trying to do now. You know, he's got to turn the ball over a little bit less. You know, he's a little bit prone to travel sometimes, so we're working on that. But, you know, he had 7 rebounds against Xavier, which isn't a bad number. We're trying to push him to come up with double-doubles every night. So we'd like to see him on the glass a little bit more. You know, but he's going to be one of our keys this year, and he's playing pretty well, and I think he showed, he can play with the guys at Xavier.
And finally, when you look at that Xavier game, 38 fouls, which is that's a lot of fouls we call. How tough is that of a game to coach when you have to constantly take guys in and out and really, you know, it's probably difficult to get a cohesive unit out there because you're subbing so often.
Yeah, I mean, it was a disaster with all the fouls down there. We just, you get to some point, you're like, I'm just playing. Anyone, if they foul out, they foul out. Like, we got to play the game. So, you know, we had multiple guys with four fouls at the end of the game. We had two guys foul out. It is what it is. Guys got to learn how to play without fouling. The refs are calling the game a little bit different. You know, we've had referees into practice. We had a scrimmage and an exhibition. You know, we actually showed our players the video that goes to all the officials to show them what the NCAA is mandating the officials call. Yeah, we're trying to call a little bit tighter in practice here lately, but they're just going to have to adjust to the way the game's being called. You know, and I think at home we hopefully will get a little bit better whistle than we did down in Cincinnati. But, at the same time, it's not the referee's fault that we got beat like we did. Like, we got plenty of work to do on our own. And, you know, one of those things we got to do is keep our hands off people on drives and learn how to play defense without fouling.
Well, a quick break here, and we'll have much more coming up. You're listening to UB Basketball Insider right here on ESPN 1520.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $265 per month. Only $265 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927, four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, great food, great people, great beer.
Buffalo sports fans, the UB men's basketball team returns to Alumni Arena Thursday, November 17th when they host Nazareth. It's UB Campus Living Toys for Tots night, and fans are encouraged to bring a new unwrapped toy to the game. For every toy turned in, receive a voucher for a $10 ticket to a future game. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. For tickets and more info, visit ubbulls.com or call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Back here on UB Basketball Insider, joined by the second-year head coach, Nate Oates, whose team plays Nazareth tonight, 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame show with Josh Wetzel. And Coach, talk to us about Nazareth a little. They played last night, a win against Oswego. Talk to us what you've seen about this Nazareth team.
Yeah, they actually played Tuesday night, so it's been a couple days, but that's all right. I'll give you a pass. I'm the coach, and you're just the play-by-player or whatever we call you, the radio guy now. But no, we were able to see them play. That was their first game. You know, they lost some scoring from last year. It's Coach Hodgson's scout. He went through it with the guys. I think we've got a pretty good idea of what they want to do. The problem was Oswego played a lot of zone. We're not going to play too much zone. So we'll have to adjust on the fly a little bit here tonight. But I do think, you know, it's more about us than it is about them tonight. We've got to get better in a lot of areas. You know, and it's early in the season. This will be game three. You know, but we'd like to see the ball move a little bit better. We'd like to see our turnovers cut down. We'd like to see our fouls way down. We want to play defense without fouling. You know, we'd like to see defensively a little bit more intensity. kind of take them out of some of what they want to do. And then, you know, we need to kill them on the glass. We're a lot bigger than they are at most positions. They've got shooting, though. So, you know, we played, you know, Damon in the exhibition, and, you know, Damon shot the ball really well against us. Like, we've got to get out on the shooters that Nazareth has and take away their threes. We didn't do a very good job of that against Damon. So that's, you know, like, one major area of concern tonight is that we get out and take away the shooting. And then, you know, that's probably the second is that we just take care of the ball and get a great shot on our offensive end every time down.
Well, and I think one of the things that you and I talked about when you talked about the Damon game too was with that size advantage, taking advantage in the low post and with your five men really having big nights. And is that something that you're going to try and exploit again tonight?
Yeah, you know what? We'll do some. I want to get our five some experience doing that. We also want to play kind of how we're going to have to play against, you know, some other Division I teams. So we're not going to pound the ball to our fives a ton against the other Division I teams unless we got, you know, a real strong mismatch, which most of those games we don't. So we'll do it some, but not as much as, you know, we're not playing this game in the MAC tournament here. Like, you know, it's not win or go home. Like, we're playing this game to get better. So we'd like to kind of stay with some of the stuff that we are going to do, you know, after this game. And, you know, when we go to Alaska here this weekend, you know, we play up there next week. You know, we've got three really tough games we got to get ready for. So we're going to try to, you know, work some stuff into this game that we've got to get ready for the following week, as well as pound it into our fives and fours and even maybe some threes depending on the mismatch. You know, you may see us post. We posted Blake some against Damon. You know, Nick, Quate, Raheem, Ikenna, you know, Kadiri, any of those guys that may have a mismatch. We'll do that some, but not exclusively. We won't be doing it every play down.
Is it difficult as a coach to make sure that your guys get up and have their mindset in the right direction when you play against a Division III opponent?
It is. You know what, though? My thing is, like, you better bring it every night. If you're a real player, it doesn't matter who the opponent is. Like, you're going out and competing as hard as you can compete. And it's not – I mean, even against, you know, Xavier, per se, or whoever we may play in Alaska, you know, or Creighton on our way home. Like, it should be more about us and what we're doing. Are we getting better every game? If it's about us, that's where you see the improvement. Like, if you're worried about the and different opponents have different schemes that you have to prep for, and we do that, and we're going to continue to do that. And I think our assistants do a really good job with the scouting reports, and they have our guys fully aware of what they're going to see. But at the end of the day, we still have to do what we do. And to me, that's the biggest theme of tonight. Like, let's make sure we as a whole get better in certain areas, you know, and assists and turnovers would be one, and that comes with ball movement, sharing the ball. You know, we can't have ball stoppers. We want the ball moving. We want to see us in offense, you know. And then the second on defense, we got to really guard the ball, not give up blow-bys, force them to take some long contested jump shots, and then let's rebound the ball and get out in transition and score in transition. So if we can do that, you know, I'll be happy. So, and I told our guys, like, I'm not necessarily looking for how much we win by win, loss. I'm looking to see, are we going to get better after the game today? So at the end of tonight, how much better are we now than we were at the end of the Xavier game? That's what I'm looking to see.
And how hard was that, is this turnaround? You get back at 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning from Cincinnati. You had an off day on Tuesday, one day of practice yesterday, and then you turn around and you play a game tonight. How difficult is that on the guys, on the coaches, or just really just to prepare for another game?
Yeah, it's a little tiring. It's not ideal to have to drive back from Cincinnati. It's just, you know, there's no direct flights. We really couldn't get a flight out. We're going to miss enough class. We're going to be gone all next week with the Great Alaska Shootout and then half the following week, you know, stopping in Creighton on the way home, that we wanted to make sure our guys got back, got in class when they could. So yeah, it's not ideal. You know, having Tuesday off was helpful. The guys could get a little rest, you know, during the normal practice slot. And then, you know, having a one-day prep going to this game, like I said, this game is more about us and what we do. It's not like we needed 2 or 3 days to really get ready for what Nazareth is doing. You know, they run good stuff, but I still think it's more about us and what we do. So having a one-day prep on this isn't bad, because when we go up to Alaska, we play Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So we're going to have, you know, a few days prep on the first game against Anchorage. But then whether it's Oakland or whether it's Nevada, there's only one day prep on that. And that one day prep is Thanksgiving Day. You know, we play Wednesday, have Thanksgiving Day off, play Friday. And then whoever we'd play Saturday, you know, there's zero day prep. Like, you got to get ready just to shoot around the day of the game. So we got to get used to doing that a little bit. That's what you're going to have to do in the MAC tournament to win it. So let's get used to it right now, and let's kind of learn how to do that.
Tonight, just one of three games here in Alumni Arena in the non-conference season. You excited to have finally have a home crowd here for a game?
Yeah, it will be great. You know, our crowd, I thought our crowd was unbelievable against Damon. So for those of you that weren't here, hopefully you can make it out tonight, because I like what I saw against Damon. It would be nice to have a few more home games. Next year, we're going to make sure we get more home games. Just was hard with the schedule. We had to return some road games and different things. So we're going to make the most of it, try to get used to playing in front of a great home crowd. You know, because our conference games at home, we're going to have some really good ones. So let's come out. Let's have a little bit of fun tonight. Let's make sure we played hard, give the fans something to come back to so we can keep them coming back to Alumni, and let's make this a place that's hard for people to come into and get wins here.
That's Nazareth tonight, 7 o'clock tip here at Alumni Arena. Josh Wetzel will be on the pregame at 6:30. One more break when we come back. We'll take a look at that Great Alaska Shootout and the road trip for Nate Oates and his UB Bulls. You're listening to UB Basketball Insider right here on ESPN 1520.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $265 per month. Only $265 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Buffalo sports fans, the UB men's basketball team returns to Alumni Arena Thursday, November 17th, when they host Nazareth. It's UB Campus Living Toys for Tots night, and fans are encouraged to bring a new unwrapped toy to the game. For every toy turned in, receive a voucher for a $10 ticket to a future game. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. For tickets and more info, visit ubbulls.com or call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Back here on UB Basketball Insider, joined by the second-year head coach of the UB Bulls, Nate Oates. And Coach, after tonight's game, it's a long road trip out to Anchorage, Alaska for the Great Alaska Shootout. One of the oldest continuous in-season tournament in the country. A great field this year of mid-major talent. How excited are you to bring the team out and go out to Anchorage?
Yeah, it's going to be great. I've never been to Alaska. I don't think any of our guys have been up to Alaska. I don't think the staff has. It's going to be a fun time to visit there. But, you know, more important, it's a really good, like you said, a really good field of games. And we're going to get tested up there. You know, this, like you said, this tournament's been going on forever. I mean, they've had all the heavy hitters playing this tournament in the past, and they've knocked off, I don't know what the run is, but they've knocked off plenty of high majors, Division One teams. You know, it's a tough place to play. Anchorage is a very good team. I don't know if I'd say that got the fortune or the misfortune of playing them in the first round because they're tough at home, and usually they always get a win against the Division One in this tournament. So it's going to be a really tough game out of the gate on Wednesday. So what we'll do is practice tomorrow, Friday, practice Saturday. Sunday will be full day of travel because it's not easy to get there, and the time change screws you up a little bit. So we want to get out there plenty of time to adjust the time. You know, we play Wednesday, so usually you get there, you know, on either Monday night or Tuesday, but we're going to get there Sunday night, have all day Monday, Tuesday to kind of adjust, and then play the game Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a four-hour time difference for those that will be listening on ESPN 1520 to those games. You can stay tuned to UBBowls.com to get all the different times. First game will be at 11 p.m. Eastern time against Alaska Anchorage. And then a day off, or I know you'll be practicing, but then a day off on that Thursday for Thanksgiving. Do you have anything special planned for the guys for Thanksgiving or any of the other days in Anchorage?
You know what? Coach Bowman's in charge of travel, and he's talked through a lot of stuff with me. He's got a pretty decent slate of stuff to do, especially on the Monday, Tuesday before we play the game. Thursday, we'll do Thanksgiving dinner together as a team, but we do have to practice because we got to get ready for either Nevada or Oakland, depending on whether we win or lose and who wins or loses that other game. So it is nice we've got the one day off between games because four of the teams play Thursday. Four play Wednesday, four play Thursday, you know, and then everybody's playing on Friday, Saturday. So, you know, we got the Wednesday, Friday, Saturday deal. So tough game, you know, we're off Sunday, practice out there Monday, Tuesday, tough game Wednesday, one day prep on Thursday for whoever we play Friday, and then really no prep at all other than a walkthrough for whoever we play in the final game. And the other side's really good too. I mean, if you look at the other four teams, you know, Iona's in there. Iona's been known to pop some high majors, and they've been in the NCAA tournament quite a bit. You've got Weber State, you know, where Damian Lillard went. They're really good. UC Davis and then Drake. I mean, it's a strong field that I think we're going to get three quality games that are going to get us ready for MAC play, and really our non-conference schedule really is getting us ready for MAC play, which playing tough teams like Xavier, this Great Alaska Shootout, you know, and the other teams we got on the schedule, that they're going to prep us for MAC play.
Well, then you talk about you play the three games in Alaska, then you wake up Sunday morning, fly out to Omaha, Nebraska, and then you get ready to play Creighton, another nationally ranked team who right now is in the top 20, but by the time the Bulls see them next week, could be top 15, top 10.
Yeah, they popped Wisconsin earlier in the week. They're good, very good, actually. You know, I known Coach McDermott for quite a while. I had a player of mine at Romulus go play for him at Iowa State. Actually, two players of mine at Romulus went to Iowa State. He used to be the head coach at Iowa State. And he's been a really good friend to me. Even his wife had gone through a cancer spell similar to mine. He's reached out and kind of stayed in touch with me on that whole thing. And one of my good friends is the assistant there. So this game, you know, they're good people, very well coached, really talented, you know, be a top 20, like you said, maybe even probably top 15 game here against them. And then, shoot, we get back from that. I mean, it's going to be like a 10-day road trip by the time you spend a week in Alaska and play Creighton on the way home, get home Wednesday after that game. And then you got to play St. Bonaventure and Pitt. So it's not like it gets any easier. Like, we got to get better in a hurry because we've got some really good games coming up here. You know, this six-game stretch after tonight's games, it's the toughest six-game stretch as I've seen on any schedule since I've been here.
But you talk about how important it is to challenge the guys for MAC play, and a schedule like this definitely does that.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you look at the field in Alaska is great. Creighton's probably top 15 by the time we play them. You know, St. Bonaventure is an A-10 team that we play every year, but they're very good. It's going to be a hard one to get. And then Pitt, you know, Pitt's in a high major league. They're really good, and you know that's going to be a tough game for us to get. So we're going to stretch our guys. We're going to see how good they are. They're going to have a chance to play against some of the best teams in the country, and we'll see where they're at. And then we get done with that stretch, and then we'll have been exposed in plenty of areas, I'm sure, and we'll come back to the drawing board and get fixed what we got to get fixed, and you know, move on from there.
And then you come back December 10th against Coppin State. So that will be the next home game after tonight's game against Nazareth. Well, Nate, thank you for your time. Best of luck tonight against Nazareth. That's going to do it for us here. You are listening to UB Basketball Insider on ESPN 1520. Up next, UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold.
You've been listening to UB Basketball Insider, brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.